We are at the American Seed Trade Association, CSS 2013, going on here in Chicago. They have a brand new communications director. Her name's Janice Walters. And Janice, welcome aboard. You've only been on the scene for, a couple weeks?
I think this is week three, yes.
Excellent. Well, we first know Janice from many other places, well, mainly the National Corn Growers Association. Tell us a little bit about how your transition from NCGA to ASTA, you know, works out.
It's actually been a great transition. Working with the National Corn Growers Association gave me a practical knowledge of the farmer's view, and now I'm going into the actual seed industry, the company view. So it's interesting to be able to bridge the two together and compare how they interact and how we can build on the messages that they can both share for the public, for government relations, and even for industry sharing.
And it's not that you're in the heart of the Midwest any longer. You're hanging out on a different coast, kind of.
I am. I grew up in Galesburg, Illinois, between Peoria and the Quad Cities, if you know any geography in Illinois. Came out to D.C. for 2 years to learn some experience and then go back to the farm. But that was about 8 years ago, 4 jobs, and I think I'm here for a little while.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background. Let's start, you know, back on the farm and where some of your knowledge and why you're so passionate about what you do.
Went to a small private liberal arts school, thinking that I wanted to get out of agriculture for a little while, surprisingly enough. I was a 10-year member of 4-H. I was part of FFA, and I wanted to kind of expand my horizons and see what else was out there. And I came out to Washington, D.C., worked on Capitol Hill for the House Committee on Homeland Security. Clearly not in agriculture, and a position opened up with the Bush White House at the USDA, and I jumped on it. And ever since then, it's been no turning back. You get back into agriculture, and you realize how great it is, how great the people are, and how, as odd as it sounds, being in agriculture kind of helps me feel more connected with my family back home.
Excellent. Well, I know that it's a very broad umbrella. You can do many different things on many different levels. So let's talk a little bit about what you see happening with the American Seed Trade Association. There's some big things going on, and you're right there in the middle of it.
The American Seed Trade Association has a great story to tell. Agriculture in general has a great story to tell. And it's an exciting time in agriculture, but it's also kind of a challenging time in agriculture. There are some misconceptions about technologies, about seed treatments. And it's nice to be able to be in a role where I can help companies and farmers kind of get out there and talk to the media, correct the message, and kind of broaden people's knowledge, maybe, and see another point of view on important topics.
So we're brand new into the job. There's kind of a reason for that. Brand new mommy at home.
I am. My husband and I welcomed twin boys about 8 months ago.
Tell me a little bit about how that's changed, you know, how the career focus maybe not changed so much, but how it's affected your day-to-day life.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's challenging, I must say. Being a working mom and also my husband is working as well is tough, and traveling is more difficult. But it's also, as a working mom, I think it's really important for our kids to grow up and see that a mom can be a great mom and a working woman and successful at both.
Well, that's excellent. Well, Chicago, a lot of things happening right now, jumping in both feet to the flames, so to speak, as you've just come on board here. So tell me a little bit about what folks can expect this week.
I think that they can expect some great sessions, some great speakers. Dr. Ramaswamy, especially from USDA, is coming to speak at one of the general sessions. We have a great seed expo. I think that they can come and see some technologies and do a lot of great networking. So I think that so far it's been a successful conference. We have the rest of the week. So we welcome everyone to Chicago and look forward to a successful conference.
She's Janice Walters, and she's the new Director of Communications for the American Seed Trade Association.